John, do you see any more cities like New Orleans in trouble because of chaotic earth changes?
Oh, yes. You know, there are a whole number of prophecies. I can read a few of them here that just to show you how wide the grasp of the idea of oceans rising is. Just look at this grouping of prophecies I'm about to read and see how in different times people are seeing the same thing, a flooding of our coastlines. It says, the balance of nature will be lost when the ocean tides shall obey no shore. That was written around 947 A.D. by Quetzalcoatl, an Aztec mystic. Waters will overflow. That was Madame Sylvia in 1948. She was a Viennese seeress of the early 20th century. And then Brigham Young of the Mormons said, the seas will heave itself beyond its bounds, engulfing mighty cities. Jesus Christ said, on earth the nations will be in anguish and perplexity and confusion at the roaring of the sea. Hildegard of Bingen, the great nun and visionary of 1141 AD, said, the ocean will also flood many other countries so that all coastal cities will live in fear with many destroyed. Nostradamus said, the great city, and usually when he uses that phrase, he's talking about Paris.
Right.
Says, the great city will be greatly damaged by water. Now, if the oceans were to rise, if the Antarctic and Greenland should melt, and if this does not in fact trigger an ice age, which it could, there's prophecies that indicate that possibility as well, rather than a one runaway endless greenhouse gas summer, as I spoke of earlier. But it could, in the worst case scenario, even Isaac Asimov back in the 60s estimated that if all the ice melted off these two areas, the ocean would actually rise 200 feet. And it would not take, I don't know the sea level of Paris, but it would take a lot less to flood Paris from the North Sea.